Welcome to the Pursuit Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna Recker, and I help entrepreneurs be, do, and have more in life through sharing the strategies and the mindset tools that have helped me build multiple six-figure online businesses. The mission behind this show is simple: to allow more people to pursue their most meaningful goals, take the right actions, and make their desires become a reality. This podcast and our guests will help you make a quantum leap from where you are to where you want to be. And before you jump into this episode today, don't forget to go and download the Nail Your Niche free guide and online tool to help you get super clear with your niche so that you can attract in those dream clients. You can grab that at shaynarecker.com/niche. Now let's dig in. So before we jump in, I want to let you know that you are invited to an exclusive private training that I'm hosting next week in my personal Zoom. Quantum Leap into Coaching is a free training to help more women who are highly skilled and undervalued see what they could be earning and the impact they could be creating when they make the leap into online coaching. The best part, this is all without having any certifications. You guys, space is limited in this free private class, so make sure you grab your spot today. It's happening on September 15th. At 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in my personal Zoom room. So you go and grab your spot at shaynarecker.com/coaching. Space is limited. There will be a replay. And yes, you can invite your friend with that same link. I can't wait to see you there. Now for today's episode. Welcome to the Pursuit Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna Recker, and today's special guest is Sophia Adamova. And Sophia is an energetics coach and business mentor for new and inspiring entrepreneurs. She helps women express themselves through their business, helps them reach their full potential, including doubling their income and impact by using a blend of strategy and the power of energy. Sophia is an amazing fit for the Pursuit Podcast because she's all about getting ahead and achieving your goals. And I can't wait to share her with you. Welcome, Sophia. So welcome, Sophia. I'm so excited that you're here.
Hi, Shayna. Lovely to be on the podcast. Such an honor. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have very similar backgrounds. Well, I mean, in the coaching side of things, I know you have a story you're going to share with us and I can't wait to hear it all. But we both help people in the online business space. You do a lot of energetics, which I can't wait to hear more about that. I'm, you know, the quantum leaping and all that kind of good stuff. So I have a feeling we're going to have a really great conversation that's going to help people really just see their value and how they can show up online and be able to deliver, you know, coaching much like you and I do. So why don't we start by sharing a little bit about how you got here and how you got started in the coaching business?
Absolutely. My story starts long time, maybe before I arrived in London. When I was a kid, my mom literally, she was reading Bhagavad Gita for breakfast and Blavatsky was like among her favorite books. And I was sort of brought up in that environment, reading a lot of soul growth, self-development books at that time, and constantly learning about it. So when I arrived in London at the age of 20, I was already really deep into spiritual growth and I decided to go on the path of becoming a coach. And the world was a very different place at that time. So I went to Tony Robbins school and it was Chris Howard, I remember. So took lots of courses, got qualified and certified in NLP practitioner, hypnotherapy, and so many other things. And I was like, urgent to go, urgent to start. And then the public speaking came into place where I knew I would have to go and deliver some sort of a speech and get people in the hotel. And I literally couldn't go through with that. And that was a point where I decided to go to financial and start working as a stockbroker. But I still wrote and published the book, Treasure Within Us. It's still sold on Amazon and Waterstones. People still buy it, but yeah, it's been nearly 15 years and I'm very happy to be in this space. Thanks to situation with COVID, it kind of brought attention inward and back to, you know, looking inside for answers instead of just panicking and worrying.
Yeah. So you started coaching back. So you said like that was like 15 years ago, you started your journey in coaching, but then the public speaking thing came up and there was like a fear there.
It was a big fear. I just didn't think I could just go on stage and yeah, and just speak in front of so many people, it freaked me out. It literally,
yeah,
I could not even do the course, not the public speaking itself. I could not practice in a small group of 5-6 people. I literally could not. And even despite the investment I made, which I remember was like about £3,000, huge amount of money, I still could not do it.
The fear was that strong. Well, I think the present day equivalent of that, because, you know, 15 years ago, you're right, like there weren't things like social media and, you know, exactly. Facebook and stuff. I mean, maybe it existed, but it wasn't as the way it is now. So that fear was, because building a coaching business 15 years ago was, you had to get people into a hotel room, you had to deliver some sort of a training, and then they would sign up for your course at the end or your program. And so the equivalent for that today would be people who want to start online coaching businesses, but then they get, you know, the Facebook lives or the Instagram lives or showing up in stories. You know, it's the same thing, really. It's like, you're still public speaking. It's just a different way to do it. Cause I know that's a big fear for a lot of people and it holds them back. How did you, cause I know now you're doing this and now you are speaking and doing these things. How did you overcome that fear? What helped you overcome that?
That's a very interesting question, because I actually teach people how to overcome fear of speaking online. It's one of my most popular, it's a free product. It's Facebook Live Challenge, and I host every 6 to 8 weeks, and it helps a lot of people. And there was no secret, really. It was nothing really, which just sort of switched the switch, right? And it all happened naturally. It just, first, when I realized I really want to be a coach, this time it was no really, decision was really made, and I knew I was always meant to be. It was like my duty to share something I knew, plus with all my experience over the last 15 years, added to spiritual growth and sitting on a panel of startup angel investors, just, you know, helping to fund companies. So the sales, 10 years in sales, master degree in marketing, all that probably helped as well. So to the spiritual growth, all this business knowledge. And I just knew I had something I could package and help people to have huge transformations in their life and start online business. So when it came to that, speaking in Facebook group, even at some point, you know, recently was this Own Your Future, Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
They organized this challenge. And they had like 220,000 people at some stage in that group. And I was not even a part of the challenge, but I just thought, okay, I'm going to go live there and introduce myself. And I wasn't even scared to do that. That was just like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
I know it's a big shift, but I think when you really have your big why you do this?
Yeah.
When you know your fear becomes so small, it just goes sort of behind. It doesn't matter anymore. Because what matters now is helping all those people who have fear, or they have something inside them, but they cannot express themselves through business, and it stops them to becoming who they really are. And for me, just that mission inside me, it just burns all the fear away.
It's true. Like when your why is strong enough, it doesn't, the fears just don't stand up to it. I mean, they're still there. Like I still get fears sometimes when I'm going to share something on social media and you're just like, I don't know, did that land right? Or did I say that right? Or, you know, you're constantly judging yourself and wondering, but to me, it's the message becomes more important than what other people think of how I'm doing it or the fears and things like that. So I think it's important to note that, because I think that holds a lot of people back from wanting to start an online business, is the fears and the doubts of, you know, getting out there and sharing their messages and being confident, right? So it's like when your why is strong enough, those fears just dissipate.
I think clarity as well helps. Once you're really clear on what is it you're sharing with the world and why you're doing this, then again, fear really subsides and nearly disappears. That's at least in my case, that's what I found.
Yeah.
And I'm a very introverted person and like always had my accounts completely closed. So I had to go full on public, like straight away. It happened overnight, literally. And I never looked back. And I actually enjoy that, believe it or not.
It's interesting because I think sometimes we go through things because there's a lesson in there that we are meant to teach, right? So it's like you had that fear, you went through that. And I'm sure like, and I know we talked about this before we started the recording, you're like, I wish I didn't wait so long to get over that. You know, if I had started this 15 years ago. So you guys that are listening, I want you to hear that. Those fears, don't let them hold you back for too long, because you will look back in regret and be like, why did I let that hold me back for so long? Like just get out there and start doing it. And I'm sure you realize when you did start showing up, it wasn't as scary as you thought it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't at all, because I knew exactly what I wanted to say. And it felt like it was natural. It's just, there was only way.
Yeah.
It didn't stop me at all.
I think You're right. The clarity and the why, the mission behind it is really the driving force. Like, you know, I always say the burning desire for wanting to do something is what pushes you through the fears and the doubts and the things like that. And then the clarity on top of that, knowing exactly what your message is, which is great. And so now today you have this thriving business. You're yes. showing up. Tell us about what you're doing now. How do you help support people?
Again, another thing which happened, and I only went online just literally end of last year. First I had this spiritual sort of, I call it spiritual awakening. It didn't really happen like I lost myself in the universe. I actually learned from someone, and that knowledge became like mine. Like I just knew inside me that I always knew it. It just suddenly came on the surface. And then I had actually an episode of my own sort of oneness, like no separation of the universe, and it happened later. And that was quite a bizarre experience. I wrote about it. I just felt I had to share. And
what happened?
Literally just for a few minutes, I was going to bed and I had quite a long day. I remember I was tired. And then listening to one of my meditation visualizations just before going to bed. And then it's all about feeling, knowing that you're one with the universe and, you know, the universe just mm-hmm. a reflection of us and all our clients are a reflection of us, and sort of listening to that. And then just when it was sort of stopped, I had those 2 minutes when suddenly I lost myself and there was no separation between me and outside. I never felt anything like this. You cannot explain it through words. You cannot express it. You just felt like you are one. And it was knowledge. It was not feeling. It was not, it's unexplainable, because obviously mm-hmm. now I cannot really just jump into those 2 minutes and I try to hold on to it. And I just wanted to remember it forever, because I knew every time I would have any doubts or I feel like something out of control, just going back to that moment, to that sort of feeling, to that knowledge that we are one. And everything is just a reflection. And we are in control, because we're designing, we're creating it every single second. Mm-hmm. And it can change. And that was a long time ago, literally a couple of months. And like, that was a bizarre experience, but I loved it. And I think it might happen more and more, because the more you spend time in this sort of, in this quantum field, right? Because the more you know about it, the more you practice it, it does become a part of you. You just know it's totally true.
It becomes easier to connect. I started at the beginning of this year meditating every day, and I made like a habit out of it. I had a tracker and I did it every day, and I had an accountability partner. And in the beginning it was just, you know, it was whatever. And then there was this like moment where the meditations got deeper and I was able to disconnect more, and I was able to go into like my imagination more, and like there was more visions and there was more intuition that was being utilized. But it didn't happen right away. It took some time for that to develop. And I truly believe that the more you practice, you know, the energetic side of things, the easier it becomes to connect, the easier it becomes to tap into that source energy that we all are made up of, you know? So
I totally agree. Actually, meditation was the thing which kind of brought me into this spiritual sort of awakening. I learned from that lady I was following, and she came out of nowhere. And it all started with 5 minutes meditation, which I teach now my students, because it's such a powerful thing. Only 5 minutes a day. And you think, oh my God, what can happen in 5 minutes? I cannot go deep. It's just not possible. But what happens if you do it consistently, just like you said, you do it every single day, then the connection happens nearly instantly. And every time you go deeper and deeper, sometimes all you need is just have like a few seconds. And the insights you start getting, the downloads, it's just unbelievable. And everything started changing exactly at that time. It took a few months. It's not like it happened overnight and I suddenly became a very successful coach.
Yeah.
But from those meditations, like back in July, a year ago, every single thing just led me in this direction.
Yeah.
At some point, I just started the podcast. It was even before I became a coach. And it just happened within a week. Okay, I just need to share this knowledge. Everything I know, I want to share some way. And I want to do it for free. So podcast. And then a few months later, I just knew I'm going to be a coach again. I'm going to relaunch it. And it happened so quickly. It just exploded. Unbelievable.
And it's because you attract that stuff. Like when you are connected and you are aligned, then the ideas, the downloads, the direction, the things that you want to create just come to you, and then you take action on them because they are the feeling is so strong, right? So it's like when you're in alignment, it, of course it unfolds really quickly because you're in that alignment, you know? And so that makes total sense to me that this just, it all came from that, right? That's why I know that's what we teach is the quantum leap ritual, where you tap into your intuition through meditation and you start to get the answers that you need in order to create the life that you want to create. And it's such a powerful practice, but I think people think it's a little woo. And I think they think it's like, oh, it's too easy. Like it's got to be harder than that.
It is not that easy because it only works if you, like you said, you've taken inspired action. So yeah. I've got all these insights, but if I didn't act on them, if I didn't do anything about them, they would be just insights. I'll probably forget about them like two days later.
Yeah.
But I'm quite good at action because strategy is still a big thing of me. For me, as much as I love the quantum leaps and energetics, I believe taking inspired action is like absolutely essential. You cannot move further if you don't do that. So strategy is still a big thing for me, but based on that inspiration coming from like above, from within. I would not say above, within.
Within, exactly. And that's the thing. The action is so important. I think sometimes, you know, they say like success is 95% mindset, 5% action, but that 5% action is like critical to the process of becoming anything that you want to become in life, because you can't just sit on the couch and wish it to become true. And then it's going to, you know, there's only so much you can do through the visualizing and the meditating. And then you've got to actually do the things. And so what actions did you take? So you started getting this hit, you started getting these intuitions, you started like, okay, so you started the podcast, and then what happened next?
Yeah, I was, sometimes you just get an idea, okay, I need to do this. Like podcast was out of the blue, completely like never listened to a podcast in my life, by the way. But at
never.
That point, no, never. I just knew they existed. I probably had an app, but it was just not my kind of thing. I read books. I like reading books, so I watch videos. So podcast, start my own podcast. Within a week, I was live. My third episode was live. I don't even know how I did it. It was so easy because when you act on that sort of inspiration, it just, you might do a lot of work in a short period of time, but it doesn't feel that way. Have you noticed that?
When
you get this inspiration and you act on it very quickly, sometimes it's just completely rebranding. Like actually I'm going through, it happened again a couple of days ago. Aligned Business Academy is my signature course, but I decided to completely rebrand it and give it a new name just because I felt like it was not like something was missing. I got clients, everything was going well, but I felt like I needed like some sort of direction in it. And the name came to me, the sales page, everything like within seconds. I was like 5 minutes and I was talking to my husband and we just discussed that. I like literally, it was like a download, complete, with not planning. Yeah. And the other things, like even in the feeling, my first group coaching, to the point like I knew I had to do group coaching, and that's only after having a few one-to-one clients, because for me online business still was pretty recent at that stage.
Yeah.
And okay, how gonna do group coaching? I only started like working with one-to-ones, and why? It's just like was so random, but I decided to act on it despite it felt completely like against all the rules in this business.
Yeah.
So I put the sales page, put everything, put like the message out there, and gave myself a deadline as well. Like, this is the date you should sign up because that's when enrollment finishes. And then days go by and like no one jumps on it. And then literally within a few hours till my role was supposed to finish, a woman reschedules her call. The call was supposed to happen 2 days later. She reschedules the call today. And she said, yes, I really want to work with you in this container. I was like, oh my God, we're going to do one person for the container. Yeah. It's not going to work. Within 2 hours, I had 3 more people.
Yeah.
I still don't know how it happened. Obviously, I was doing a lot of action. I was talking to people. I had sales and strategy calls. I was growing my Facebook group. I was in Instagram. I was
for
value. But like still, there's no explanation. But it was meant to happen.
Yeah. I believe we attract, it's like you attracted it, you know, in everything that happens to us, we attract, right? As I'm sure you believe. And I know I believe that too. And it's like, and so what happens, I think what happens with some people is when they do this and they don't see the signups right away. And then it's the middle of like the opening period and they don't see the signups in the middle. And then their mindset starts to go in the wrong direction and be like, nobody's going to sign up. This isn't happening. Nobody's doing anything. And then of course that's their outcome, right? Cause their thinking goes there. Right. And so it's like, you just have to stay positive, stay in that space of like, no, someone's coming in. And then when it does, then it, you know, it's like, it opens the floodgates and then everybody else comes in. It's like, you got to stay in that vibration of, yes, there will be you know, X amount of people in this, and you stay in that right until the end, because you will attract it. And sometimes it does pop in right at the end, right?
Yeah, it's true. And your perception is projection, right? So another thing I really like to say is don't evaluate till it's over. So don't really analyze it until, like, when you put your deadline here. Mm-hmm. So don't really think about it too much until you get to the point, because things might just happen right in the end. But if you start thinking, analyzing too much without waiting to see, and then obviously things still can go different sideways, right? But in this case, you just analyze. You look at your marketing, you look at your copy, you look at, you know, you just tweak and you continue. And like, as long as you keep the energy high and high vibration, you'll get there.
Yeah. I remember I had a coach once when I had a program that completely flopped back in, like, this was back when I first started. So it was like my second year into doing group coaching. And I remember being like, nobody signing up. And she was like, don't look at your current results. Don't look at it. Only look at what you want. And I couldn't at that time. I hadn't developed my mindset. You know, it wasn't strong enough at that point. I could not see it. I just kept looking at the fact that there was nobody signing up, and I literally got nobody that signed up. And it was like, sometimes it's difficult to look away from current results to, you know, see only the results that you want, but it's a mental game that you got to play with yourself. It's like, no, don't look at what's going on. Only see what you want and keep going. Like you said, keep tweaking, all that stuff. I love that. So tell me about when you say, cause I know you do the business coaching, which is amazing. But you have the energetics side of the business coaching. So talk about a little bit about what that means and how that works.
Well, in my opinion, energetics coach is someone who can just channel the energy from the universe and using not just the law of attraction or all these common sort of manifestation techniques, but going much deeper, like knowing who we really are, being the creators of the reality and knowing how everything works using quantum leap techniques. Mm-hmm. I know you're quite big on this. Basically aligning our inner self and projecting, doing the inner work and projecting it in outside reality. And then combination with the strategy makes it super powerful, because it's no more like all those voodoo, you know, techniques. You think, oh my God, I'm just going to like do this manifestation stuff and wait for things to happen. It's actually pretty strategic thing. So I have like a structure to my programs, plus the energy work on top. And that's what makes it like explosive, like really accelerating to the results. And it's tangible results. So it's not about just, oh, you know, my program is about aligning yourself and feeling your full potential, because these are like big words, but they don't mean anything unless. So my program, that's why I was rebranding it. I wanted people to know exactly what I do. And now it's going to be called 0 to 5 figures Accelerate Academy, because that's exactly what I can teach. Yeah. And I know like I want to put like quite short period of time, like 4 months. Yeah. And I believe that's totally possible. I did it in shorter time. So I know you can do that. And I know exactly what you can do. And of course, we're all different. And we all sort of will probably be using slightly different techniques. But at the same time, we know it's only a few platforms which are actually producing the biggest results. And it's a few things you really need to master to do, like writing posts or being able to speak live, right? And deliver your message, basically, whichever way you'll choose is up to you. But it's not like it's hundreds of ways. You can probably like find like at least hundreds of ways, but it will come down to probably like 3-5 real ways. So these things you can teach people in short time and with energy work, because I think it's still like mindset. People call it mindset, but I believe mindset has actually a lot to do with energy.
True. Yeah, I believe that too.
And all together, it can be like really this explosive mix, which really propel you and get your results really fast and with ease. I'm all about simplifying, making everything simple. Like if my grandma can understand.
Yeah.
You know, writing your message, telling the world who you are. It's not about, of course, we are unique. And the message should be unique, but it's only unique because we are expressing it ourselves, right? When you express the same message would be different, even like we're in a very same sort of similar space, about quantum leaps and energy, but it's just uniqueness of our personalities will always make us unique and the best for our own clients.
Yeah.
no competition in this business. And I truly believe that.
No, absolutely. And I think what's really important in what you said there is that you do bring your own unique voice to your brand, your business, the way that you, you know, we can all have the same funnel, you know, marketing funnel, but your voice and your, the way that it's going to sound is going to be different from my way, which is going to be different from the next person's way. And that's okay. That's what we need, because not everybody is going to relate to me. Not everybody's going to relate to you. Not everybody's going to relate to the next person. So you've got to bring your unique voice to the table. If you try and do everything the way that I do it or the way that Sophia does it, it's not going to work. You know, it's never going to work. It's not going to be sustainable, because your unique voice needs to be heard. And there are people who will be attracted to you and your voice and your way of doing things. For the longest time, I used to try and write my Instagram posts like other people. I would go and read a whole bunch of other people's posts and be like, oh, I really like the way that she did it. And it would be like my message, but I would try and write it the way that they did it. And it would take me like 4 hours to write an Instagram post. And I'd get so frustrated because I'd be writing it and rereading it and trying to like, and then one day I was like, forget it. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to say this exactly how I would say it. And you know, my grammar is not always perfect. And like, I say funny words and whatever. And I just wrote it. And it was like the fastest post I'd ever written. And it got the most engagement. Like, I realized that that's when I realized that it was my unique voice that needed to be heard, that people wanted to hear, not me trying to craft myself like somebody else, because it just didn't work. Those posts never got engagement. So
normal. I think at the beginning of our journey, we are learning from everyone and we're trying to sort of find our own voice, right? And it's, I think the clarity bit takes time. Even when you think, oh, I figured out this is my message, this is what I do, this is who I help. But you might change it like 4 times before you actually arrive at what is really you. And that comes with a bit of practice, a bit of mastery, a bit of knowing what you're doing. And it will not happen literally within the first week when you decide.
No, it's, I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years and I feel like I'm just starting to step really into my unique space in all of this, because I did spend time trying to be like this, trying to do it like that, learning from this person, learning from that person. And it's just now that I'm starting to really step into. And so it, for me, it took this long. For you, it, you know, obviously much shorter. For others, like, it's, everybody's going to have their own unique space to find their voice and their way of doing things.
Well, I would not say it's shorter. You know, it's been 15 years since my book was published. So I still believe that was the beginning. And I never really left the space. I was still coaching a little bit offline, but it was more like relationship coaching. And I did a lot with my friends for free, you know, like, it's
the
person who they always go to because I always know the answer. But I never really thought of myself as a coach because I, you know, I didn't really charge money for that. But yeah, it's amazing. But I think, again, it's about the level of consciousness we operate. So I was hoping to talk a bit more about this four levels of consciousness. And
yes,
that's something even the audience can take on board, and they can use this right away to start behaving differently and therefore creating different results in their life. And so four levels of consciousness and or awareness, right? So it influences our life, what we do, tremendously. And the lowest level of consciousness is the victim consciousness. This system, by the way, I didn't create it. It's created by Pete Sage in his book Inside Track. And it basically like creates a bridge between scientific and spiritual view of consciousness. And it allows us to see it in a way which gives us sort of practical benefits. That's why I quite like talking about it, because it just puts everything like on different shelves and you think, oh my God, okay, I'm here, but I can just choose to be here. And it's just like a model. First level of consciousness, and we all go through all of them different time of our lives. And even we can be at the different levels within a day. Sometimes we just fall back into one of them and it's totally normal. It's natural. So I'm not all guided. I have to get to the fourth and stay there. It would be impossible. But the first one is the victim consciousness. And that just when we think everything's happening around us and happening to us. It's normal as well. Sometimes we do feel like this, and it's very human, isn't it? We feel like completely out of control. And I was in that level, despite all my spiritual reading books and growth, I was in that sort of level of consciousness for at least 7 years. And I don't even know how I slipped into that, but I was just dragging sort of along, waiting for things to happen, waiting for my husband to have this a huge deal, or, you know, like I wasn't even looking to start my own business, thinking, no, it's not for me. I just want a family. And like, I probably will come back to this at some point, maybe write another book, but I never thought of myself as a businesswoman. And despite like trying things a few times and thinking I'm very like business, having a career in business as well, thinking like I'm really good at that, which I am, but never thinking like I can do this. It was definitely this victimness, sort of out of control. Yeah. Like I could not even imagine going further. And we cannot create any life we want in that.
I feel like my whole corporate career was victim mode. I feel like I was in victim mode the whole time I was in corporate, because it was always somebody else's this, and it was always somebody else doing that. And like my, this sucked and that sucked, because it was all these other people that were making that my life, you know, not fun, you know? And so yeah. I feel like there's a lot of that sort of victim mode in that space for sure.
Very hard to get out of it, especially if you know that something else exists, because once you feel like that's it, that's life, and you just wait for it to change. It's a horrible feeling. It sucks.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. So then the second level is actually called Buy Me consciousness. And this is the entrepreneurial consciousness, where we develop our skills, set our goals. We basically put our sleeves and say, okay, we're going to work. And that's obviously a lot of entrepreneurs go through this stage, and it's very important. Mm-hmm. It's this motivation, goal setting, working really hard. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can achieve your goals during this phase, but it can be very tiring, very tired. And then you start experiencing, maybe some months will be really fantastic. You think, oh my God, I worked so hard and I achieved this. This is brilliant. But then some months will be like really poor, and you will feel burnout, and then self-sabotage will kick in. And basically, it's just such a roller coaster. And of course, it's more empowering than being a victim. But at the same time, I think this is what probably your work as well, and my work is working with energy, is really taking people from this level of consciousness to the next one.
Yeah.
A lot of people can work hard, but it doesn't really bring the results they want. Do you agree?
I agree. I can see myself. I know when I was in victim mode, I know this. You said it's called Buy Me.
Yeah, it's called Buy Me consciousness.
Yeah, so Buy Me consciousness.
To me, like everything happened to me.
Yeah.
Second one is Buy Me, like the more I work, the better results I get.
Yeah, and totally lived there too.
And then moving to the next level, which is Through Me consciousness. And this, we all experience it from time to time. And that's when we allow life to sort of flow through us. And this is when we start appreciating the power of like really believing and, you know, law of attraction, manifesting. Mm. This all goes under this Through Me consciousness. Why I don't like believe in manifesting too much, because for me, manifesting is something when you separate yourself from the universe. So you say, okay, this is universe. I want this to be delivered. Please deliver it. And I'm here.
From something external. Yeah.
So it still can work. And, but you basically rely on the universe and you feel like you're separate from it. Mm. So something outside you, right? And fourth level of consciousness is the Buy Me consciousness. And this is when we let go all the separateness. And this is where you just know why you're doing this, and there is no external universe, and you are the creator of the reality, and everything you see and have is simply the reflection, the projection of yourself. Mm-hmm. I know it's quite a big idea to swallow, but it's all about how you see things, right? Because the way we see things is how we project them. So we can decide to be in each of them and like, okay, I'm going to see myself, I'm a doer. I'm just going to be like, you know, just do things. And only if you work hard, then you achieve things and it will be very like tiresome. But then if you decide, no, actually, I am the universe. There is no separateness. We're all like, it's just energy between us. And things just happen the way I want them. And I can, you know, I can quantum leap, because you can just embody this feeling and just live already that version of yourself. And that's when things actually start happening. Right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it is hard. I think he is all about practice, because I remember when I told my husband first time, and he got into sort of space with me meditating about last year. First, he was like totally like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why I have to sit 5 minutes so quiet and like not thinking? But then I think he started experiencing some really big shifts as well. And the main thing is just to realize that there is no other person, right? It's just like everybody else is you. And one of the exercises I like to share is to practice this level of consciousness is basically whenever you are, have a few minutes, you walk outside, just whatever you see outside, people, trees, just know that's you. I am that. Mm-hmm. So call it I'm that walk. And literally, as hard as it might feel at the beginning, the more you practice, the more you actually will feel connected. And that's where the magic starts happening. It takes time, though.
it's true. It does take time. This is very, I'm a big fan and read a lot of Neville Goddard's work. And he is somebody who believes in the power of the same sort of thing. It's like, I am the creator. Everything that I see in my reality is coming from my beliefs in what I believe to be true. And the thoughts that I have around myself is what projects in my reality. And it's a lot for people that have never, you know, worked in this material before to take in. But when you really grasp it, because even myself, like I've been, you know, doing mindset work and this kind of work for a while. And, you know, I've read the same book 3 times. And the first time I read it, I didn't see any of that information. And then the third time I read it, I'm seeing things like totally differently. And it's like blowing me away. And it's because the understanding, I think when you start doing the energetic side of the work, you grow, your awareness grows the more you read, the more you put yourself in it. It's like an evolution of expanding your mind to what's going on. And then eventually you get to that place where you can look at a tree and go, I am the tree and the tree is me. You know, at first it might not feel that way, but you can get to that space through time. And I know for me, it's taken me a while to realize that I am the creator. Everything that I want and everything that I don't have, it's me that is either the cause and the effect. You know, it's me that's standing in the way from that thing. It's me that is the reason why I have that or don't have that. And it's a lot. You got to take on the responsibility. It's your responsibility to I guess explore that and understand it.
I think responsibility is really like a strong word that until you really take the full responsibility for everything happening around you, which I think it's still hard to grasp the meaning behind that, right? Because majority of people said, yeah, of course, we are responsible for, but that happened, that neighbor did this to me. Or it would probably still not, it would be very hard for them to go beyond and really understand the fullness of this phrase.
Yeah.
All my responsibility, but it is so true. And that's as me consciousness. Sorry, I think I made a mistake, but it's as me consciousness.
As me.
Yeah. And when you know that everything around you is just a reflection of who you really are, your inward world.
Yeah. I know it can be difficult because some things you think, well, that wasn't a good thing and I didn't create that. And it's like, you know, it's a hard topic to kind of go deep into, but it is just a reflection of, I always say yesterday's feelings are tomorrow's results, right? Like today's feelings are tomorrow's results kind of thing is actually what I say. Today's feelings are tomorrow's results. So you got to be conscious of what you're thinking and what you're feeling and how you're vibrating energetically, because that does attract to you the situations, people, places, and things that create your results. And so it's big. And that's why you hire coaches and have teachers to be able to help you understand these things so that you can learn and evolve and grow. And it isn't something that you can bite off in one chunk. You have to, you know, I know you've been studying it for years and I know I have too. My husband was the same way. He was like totally not into any of this stuff. And then I started saying like, listen, I said to him one day, I'm like, can you just start reading some of the books that I'm reading? Cause like I'm doing all this work and I'd love it if you would do it with me, because we'd probably start attracting things much faster if we did this together. And so he was like, okay, yeah, sure. Hand me a book. And it was like, that book led to him to read another book and another book. And then now you, much like you guys, we're having these discussions, you know, he's starting to do some meditating, we're visualizing, you know, and it's really evolved. But it started out with a conversation of saying, hey, like, could you just try this with me? And here we are today. And now we're both reading all kinds of amazing books. What are, if you had to give everybody who's listening, let's say we've got, I mean, a lot of the listeners on this podcast are here because they are trying to achieve more. They are, you know, looking to make a pivot into another career, or they're looking to just, you know, they have goals, they have things they want. What would you, you know, if you had to give one couple of tips, 1 to 3 tips on, you know, how can they start the process of going from, you know, where they are right now, which is maybe they're unsatisfied in their job and, you know, they've been thinking about, you know, the coaching or starting something, to get to a place where they're creating some momentum towards that? Like what would be some tips to help get them started?
I would suggest them to do what helped me. So obviously it's my path. Everyone is different, but just starting with a 5-minute meditation a day, because it's so powerful, and doing it consistently it might take a few months, but just 5-minute meditation. But before the meditation, write the biggest intention. What is it they want to achieve? And it might change, but it doesn't really matter. Something which is not like completely unbelievable for them. Something they think, okay, maybe I don't see how I can achieve this in the next 6 months, but that's what I want. Whatever it is, maybe a successful online business, which brings me abundant lifestyle and I can be location independent, do whatever I want, whatever it is for. I think a lot of people listening to this podcast probably are thinking about starting business or in online business. So maybe for them, this intention will be something they can relate to. That was for me. That was my intention, actually, before I even started any sort of business. Just had this intention to have abundant lifestyle and make my own money, not dependent on anyone, and just have complete like independence. And then doing the meditation, and what started happening, just those two things. And again, there are certain techniques, how to do setting intention right. There is like ways, start from negative and like, you know, write in a certain way. But really, if you do it from your heart, if it's your true intention, if it's not from somebody's Instagram page, oh, that girl lives a lifestyle I think I want, or no, my neighbor has this, that's what I want to have. No, but like, really, what is it you want and why you want it? So if you keep asking yourself, you probably can dig deeper and you find the real answer, and that will be your true intention. Because if it's not true, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It will not materialize. Having this intention written on the paper, just those are, because then it's kind of like set in stone. So you will not change your mind, or you will not forget what you wrote. And then doing this meditation. And what will start happening, and that's inevitable if you really like do it consistently every day, just stop for 5 minutes, listen. You might not hear anything for weeks, but you will stop. Those 5 minutes, you probably never even, a lot of people never meditating. Even 5 minutes a day, it's massive.
Yeah.
Just stopping, being quiet, being hydrated, a glass of water before, straight back. So like really finding this 5 minutes a day, ideally at the same time of the day as well. Mm-hmm. And focusing without any thoughts, right? Just being sort of quiet. And you can imagine like you're connecting to your higher self. Imagine connecting to sort of the version of yourself who already has it all, who already has this intention materialized, and they know all the answers. And just listen. And it will come to you. It might not come when you are meditating, it probably might come like in the middle of the night or like in the week time, but you start getting this sort of droplets of wisdom. And you say, oh my God, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Why? And as soon as you get this sort of inspiration, act on it. That's the formula. This is the magic formula, nothing else. And I know you're probably teaching very similar techniques, but there's no secret. There's no magic potion or secret or even the strategy. It's all designed in a way that you're still using these basic foundations.
Yeah. Yeah. And you may even discover some of your own foundations as you do it. Like, you know, everything's evolving and shifting. And I always say like, there's no one right way to do something. Like, you know, I always think of Amazon. Like when he started creating Amazon, everybody thought Jeff Bezos, when he started creating Amazon, everybody thought he was crazy and it wouldn't work. He was just doing something differently. And now look where it is today. Right. So your unique method or way of doing things might be what works for you. But yeah, I think that's totally true. You've got to visualize yourself where you want to be in order to start getting the ideas, the downloads, and the things to be able to find the path, that your path to get to where you want to go. I love that. And then maybe just one quick tip about getting over the fears and the doubts, because I know you had those as well. You know, what would you say is just get out there and do it?
Probably if you just push yourself to do it, you will not be, it will be no use for that, because your energy will reflect that and you will still look as a scareless person who is scared, and you probably won't deliver your message across in the right way. I think first you really need to be clear why you want to go live. What is your message? Why are you doing this in the first place? And then when your mission becomes stronger, then your fear will like really sort of subside. And that's the moment to really go live, because you will... Maybe you'll be a bit uncomfortable, and it's fine. Stretch yourself, being uncomfortable is fine, but it's no reason to be fearful. Once your message is strong enough, you will overcome all your fears.
Yeah. And I think, and I think to add to that too, is that knowing that we all go through it, like every person you see from Tony Robbins to Gabby Bernstein to all these people out there who are out there doing these businesses, the coaching and all this stuff, they've all had fears and doubts and all of those things. And they just did it anyways. And that's why they are where they are. So you can't get to that vision that you're meditating on unless you take the action. So you've got to get over, it's not like the fear goes away, but you just have to, you know, I always talk about self-coaching. You just have to get yourself up and motivate, like tell yourself you can do this and just hit the button and do the thing or launch the business or, you know, just tell someone that you're going to do it and start the process, start the momentum going in order to get out there and make it happen. So
it gets easier with practice. Yeah. It gets easier. Like you might be scared for the first time, but that's a few minutes. And then next time it will be easier. And then by the time number five, you probably will enjoy doing it.
Yeah. If you just did what would be like second nature for you. I love that. I love it. This has been so great, Sophia. Thank you so much for your tips. I love these four levels of consciousness, the victim, the by me, the through me, and the as me. I had not heard that before. And I definitely wrote some notes there. I'm going to go look more into that as well. That was really powerful. And I could see myself in all of these stages. And I can see what you mean by, you know, you sometimes flip-flop into different spaces. Yeah. And it's very interesting. I really, really resonated with that. So thank you for sharing all of that and all of your other tips and your story. And thank you for being a part of the Pursuit Podcast and inspiring our audience here. So thank you.
Thank you, Shana, for inviting me. I enjoyed that conversation immensely and love talking to you because you're really on the same wavelength. And it was brilliant. Thanks.
I love it. And we'll stay connected. Awesome. So where can people find you if they want to check you out on Instagram? What do you have going on right now? Just share a little bit about where people can find you online.
Absolutely. The best way to find me is my Instagram at Sophia Damova. And you probably will have a link.
Yeah. Yep.
And my website with all the links, sophiadamova.com. So pretty easy, straightforward. It's all there. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just launching in the next couple of weeks will be a 3-day training on how to get from 0 to 5 figures in the short 4 months.
And that's awesome.
Based on my own experience, but I already have clients who are getting very close to this result. So I know it works.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And you know, it's a thing, sorry, I keep going off in tangents. So, but it's interesting when you're starting a business like that, sometimes people get, well, I haven't helped anyone create a result like that yet. So how can I say that? But did you create that result for yourself? Because if you create it for yourself, then you can say that you did it because you did it for yourself. Right. So yeah. Anyway, side point. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Sophia, for being here. I appreciate your time and everybody go check out Sophia and her stuff. And we will see you guys on the next episode of the Pursuit Podcast. So I hope that's helpful. And if you are a new coach, a struggling coach, or you are thinking about jumping into coaching, don't forget that free live masterclass that I'm hosting on September 15th on Quantum Leap into Coaching. I'm going to show you why this industry is so freaking amazing. If you are highly skilled and underpaid, you want to be on this masterclass, this free private training, so that you can learn about the industry and you can learn why and how you can make more money with far less time in the self-education coaching space. It's just, there's so much opportunity here. And I'm going to show you that on that live masterclass. All right. So you can get registered at shanarecker.com/coaching. All right, guys, that's it for me. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It is my hope that this chat today helped you become relentless in the pursuit of your dreams. If you loved it, please leave an honest review on iTunes. It helps more people find this podcast, this content. And as always, I love when you share screenshots of these episodes on your iPhone into your iStories and tag me in it. I always reshare them and send you a personal thank you message every single time you do it. So thanks so much for joining. Until next time, be relentless in your pursuit.